After falling under the rule of the Turks, Leskovac and its wide territory belonged to the Kruševac region in 1455. The greatest part of this region was Dubočica, which enclosed the area of the basin of the Moravian tributaries, the Pusta River, Jablanica, Veternica, and Vlašina. Under Turkish rule, Leskovac developed as a Muslim city, with districts, mosques, and hammams, or Turkish baths, whilst the rural area of the city retained its Christian character. Owing to the cultivation of hemp here, as well as other agricultural products, a large village market, known as a panajur, was organised in Leskovac. According to sources from the time, it was the second largest village market in the Balkans. The notes of travel writers like Edward Brown, who visited Leskovac during the market, serve as confirmation of this. Also, the fact that the famous Dubrovnik traders moved to Leskovac and bought land and buildings there attests to the success of the market. Leskovac's economic boom was curtailed by the Austro-Turkish War from 1689 to 1690, in which Leskovac was conquered by the Austrians, then burnt to the ground by the Turks. At the end of the 18th century, Leskovac became the seat of the region. During the First Serbian Uprising, a great number of people from this region deserted to the side of the rebels at Deligrad. These rebels are known as the Leskovac Revelers. Before the arrival of the Turks, there were 22 houses of worship in Leskovac and its surrounding area. But after their departure, just two churches from the Middle Ages remained. These were known as the Yashunsky Monasteries. The older of the two, the Women's Church, dedicated to the Presentation of the Virgin, was built in 1499. The second, the Men's Church, was dedicated to St. John the Baptist and built in 1517. The Church of St. John the Baptist stands out because of its frescoes. It is a single nave building with frescoes painted on its interior walls and on the outer western wall, or the outer narthex. Leskovac was liberated from the Turks on the 24th of December, 1877, according to the Gregorian calendar, after exactly 423 years of rule.